Item 15. Let's push it up a little bit. Outside professionals report. Harvey, anything?
No.
He's reflecting.
But a question. I've gotten real deep in the last few months on the issue of fiduciary insurance. What is covered, what is not covered, what you're covered, what you think you're covered with, what you may not be covered by. There's been a couple of important court rulings recently that protect our retirement board members. And so, you know, I just put that out as something that maybe we put on a future agenda if you want to have a little bit of a conversation. I'm not sure, Gail, when our renewal on the fiduciary insurance policy is, but there's been a lot of developments in this area recently, and I think it would be good, maybe help you sleep a little bit better at night if we, you know, had some conversation about your fiduciary insurance coverage, maybe around the time of the renewal.
Will and Todd and Scott are new since
you're talking about non-recourse.
Had the presentation on this
non-recourse policy.
No.
Different. Okay.
But I can't remember. Do you remember, Karen, when the renewal date
it's
is?
It's like September, August or October. It's toward the end of the year.
So sometime before going back to that, it might be good to have a conversation about it because there's a lot more there than meets the eye.
I'm feeling that need to call the umbrella carrier right now.
Thanks a lot for scaring
us. Not sure where this is going.
Send me and don't hang up.
Not to worry for the next 8 months, but there's a lot to discuss.
You paid your $555.
Right? I did. I wrote the check.
I forgot my. That cleared.
Oh, great.
I saw it. I'm good.
I forgot the travel things. They're in the car.
Maybe a staff that monitors. Like, I know the sheriff's office pays for mine, but I never know that they did do it. Is there anybody monitoring if they don't pay it?
Trust them.
Somebody call me?
Trust them.
Anybody in our staff let me know if my fiduciary insurance is not.
I just got a note.
I just got the note as well.
And I just forgot to bring. I don't carry a pitch.
All it says is
checkbook anymore.
Are you talking about non-recourse premium?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know who in our staff monitors that. Gail, do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's monitor.
All right, yes. So don't call me until the sheriff hasn't paid it yet. Right. Thank you.
I got my memo. I paid it.
Okay.
Yeah, they monitored it. So I got a memo.
So don't put any claims in. Okay, staff report. Gail, anything?
A couple of items. One, we recently received a public records request from pension360.org for copies of current board members' Form 700s. Just a note that those forms are all public information. We're not able to redact any personal information that may be included on those forms. So in February, you will be receiving notification to file for last year. And as you go through and do that, make sure that you're not including any sort of personal information on those forms. Because
that includes for new board members putting, my recommendation would be putting Cesara's address down there at the bottom of page one for your address.
Yeah, yeah. Because at times there's some personal info on there and just to protect you. The other thing is that for the exterior project,
Which project, I'm sorry?
The exterior project of the Willows building here.
Construction project.
We've received bids, and they're currently being evaluated. So we'll be coming back to the board at some point.
Gail, did those bids come directly to our office, or did they go through our broker, Transwestern?
They went through the broker, and they were forwarded to me and Christina. That's all I had.
What's that organization that requested information? I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
it's Mr. Ballantyne, and it's pension360.org. It's they're trying to collect different data from different organizations. They asked for some investment salary info from us a few months ago.
What kind of organization are they?
I believe it's a nonprofit. It's just a site that they're trying to gather salary info and different information about different public pension boards in California.
So were they asking? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Was it someone that's like, say, against pensions? It's like an adversary.
Adversary?
Adversary.
Activist group?
Yeah.
Just the name tells me they want clarity and transparency on pensions. Pension 360, that's 360 degrees.
Were they looking for last year's 700s? New ones are not necessarily
they look, required. Yeah, for the, we gave them the 2013
13,
ones.
Yeah, okay.
And then any new ones for people to. That's all I have.
Kurt, can you take?
The CPI was published, so the one that we used, calculated, rounded to the nearest 0.5%, is 2.5%. That's what we used to adjust our COLA is April 1st, 2.5%.
Yeah, 2.5%. Okay.
Some people will get 3 if they have a bank. Some people will get 2 if they have a bank.
Both Harvey and I are unable to attend the next board meeting, and we've asked Harvey's colleague, Jeff Krieger, who is an attorney with Reed Smith, to attend and help advise the board on legal matters. You're in good hands.
Okay. Is he as articulate and entertaining as you are, Mr. Niederman?
No.
No.
Nobody's as articulate or entertaining as
you. Set up question for him. I just want to see how he might answer it.
Tim, anything?
No.
Nope. Christina, anything?
We do have new mileage reimbursement forms for 2015, so I put the electronic copy in the Dropbox if you could use those when you're submitting mileage. And I emailed it out to you.
Yeah, and then signed them and left them in the car. With a big note, take in to retirement meeting.
It's right there with that insurance policy.
Hear anything?
I just want to recognize staff. I had an unexpected delay in my return from the holidays. So Jessica Huffman, our benefits, our member services coordinator, and Jerry Davis, our temporary coordinator, and then our payroll staff did a excellent job of doing the run and the validation for a 1099. And I believe Raleigh was heavily involved in that process as well. So I really appreciate them picking up the ball from Raleigh.
Raleigh, anything from?
Nothing new today.
Okay. Vicki, anything? No. All right. Trustee comments. Anyone?
I'm just curious when you think the issue that was discussed this morning will be coming on an agenda in the next.
The base pay issue?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
It's up to staff on how soon they can get the information together.
Within the next month or two, I would think.
Something like that. Could it be a little bit more noticed? I think people like the sheriff. I know this was already scheduled for something. And I think it came out with Wednesday or Thursday. Last week or Friday, something like that.
I think it was announced at our last couple of board meetings ago.
Yeah, I mentioned it in staff comments in the prior meeting.
But was it in writing?
No.
Okay. They're not going to know that. I mean, I think it's good to at least publish something.
Yeah.
I know the sheriff wanted to be here, but already had something short notice, he wouldn't be able to make it.
And I did send out interested party letters last week, notifying them of some of the items.
They schedule out of ways and something I'm sure could have been rescheduled. Maybe.
And sometimes, depending on the items that come up, we have to adjust the agendas.
Right.
So that's not why, I don't send out a schedule showing agendas for the next 3 months, because sometimes we need to move stuff around.
Right. Maybe a better question is, what's currently out there that's pending agendizing other than this item, other than routine things? Are there any other big ticket, I'll call them that, items that are coming up?
There's a few things.
Such as?
Negotiations, and we have some benefit items that are going to be coming up, and off the top of my head, I can't think of any others.
I guess I classify those as administrative issues as opposed to policy issues, so I'm looking for other policy things that are coming up.
Things where Dan shows up.
I don't think we have any huge ticket items coming up. I think that kind of answers.
We've set rates, we've done evaluations.
Yeah.
We got the consultant interview on the 18th of February.
Right, but that's just a special meeting, so
right.
It wouldn't be then. So I'm looking
at
if you think it'll either be on the 11th or the 25th.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry.
Yeah. I was asked to do a a quarterly report on the look-back pay that Raleigh had presented, and discovered we asked staff to go through everyone back 10 years. I was under the impression when we were going to look at only the most egregious offenders in the final average salary on this study, I thought that was going to be those who increased their salaries by more than 36% or so. And I have since discovered that staff thinks we wanted to look at every retiree. And so I'm asking the board, the trustees, was that also your understanding, that they were to look at every retiree?
No, it's Kurt.
What was the board's?
Maybe we should listen to the tape. My understanding was to, the direction to staff was to look at those, to really focus on the 30% and above. But if there were activities or items in that group that applied to those folks that were under the 30%, that could be included as well.
Such as the on-call pay.
That's my memory.
That maybe didn't push someone above the 30%.
So what I remember is that Raleigh had said there was 3,880-something people that he went through, mm-hmm. and that there were 88 people that he thought we should go after. Well, now there's two issues here. There's also the callback pay issue, and from my understanding, Kurt has already sent out letters to 300 and how many people?
43.
Only 43?
Yeah.
I thought it was 343. Okay. And you're looking at 188.
Well, that was the subset that had high increases in final average salary from their pre-FAS salary.
Okay.
But if you remember in the addendum where you had individual pay codes in differential amounts that had large increases in that particular differential, that may have only translated into a 10 or a 15 or a 20% increase in FAS, mm-hmm. how it would go follow through in their pension calculation. So that's actually a larger group. When you start isolating specific differential codes, you can actually have like an individual that may have had like a 30 or 40% increase in that specific code, but only translates into a modest overall increase in their final average salary. So when you start looking at the whole population, that's where you want to start making decisions in focusing on those types of differentials that can lend itself to either discretion from the employee, the member, to gain access or become eligible for that, pay codes that were variable in nature, that there is discretion on part of the supervisor or the employee, or it's allocated on a non-random basis. So some individuals might have a preferential access to get that additional pay. So there's other parameters that need to go in there, and I think that was the direction that we were looking for from the board, from the initial report as to how broad and or how narrow those pay items that we want to look at going forward. At least that would be my question, to the board as far as additional direction.
So you're kind of unclear as to how far to go with it.
Well, if you start looking at the larger population,
I think it's too much to. I mean, I was under the impression that we were, and that's why I asked other board members how they feel. I was under the impression that we were looking at people who had maybe 30% and above, and even though there may be other differentials that they still wouldn't have hit the 30% barrier. And I think we're putting staff under a lot of pressure if we want to do the whole thing. I that's why I was under the impression 30% and above seemed like a fair thing to do. So that's where, and I think we need to give direction to staff to help them, because we're monopolizing a lot of their time if we're going to go through 3,000.
Ralph M. Brown is whispering in my ear
about
the need to probably, if we're going to get into this issue, is to get it on an agenda, maybe on a report back about what actually has happened,
yeah.
And then we can,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I think we can't be doing direction to people in trustee comments. A lot of people probably shut off the tape by now and wouldn't have known what transpired.
Well,
so.
I'm fine for.
No, I hear you. I'm just
going,
saying.
I'm fine
we,
for doing that. No, for come back and tell us where you are and give us a direction, and then we can help you, you know, give you a direction in terms of how far to go with this thing. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll be agendized.
Good. Thank you.
Any other comments? Anyone?
I got one comment.
Deborah.
Recently, I learned that there's some things going on at the SACRS board level. So for those of you who follow that stuff, you might want to find out what's going on. But apparently, 4 affiliate board members have been replaced.
Have been removed from the, from, yeah. From the, yeah.
Removed from SACRS?
That's in the affiliates. That's the affiliates. It's not
the affiliates are the investment-related service providers.
And why they were removed, have you heard anything about why?
Yeah, who they are.
I heard speculation. I'm not going to say because it's
okay.
Just speculation. But.
Okay.
Maybe the four that we deal with.
Is that removed from the board or removed from SACRS?
No, removed from their board positions.
Their board positions.
They've been replaced. Okay. 2 of them were expiring and were not voted back on the board. 2 of them were not in expired.
Oh, I have a. I think what was going on is a lot of newer affiliates felt like they never had an opportunity to get on the board. That the board was locked with those people that are on it, and so I think there was a movement by other affiliates to try and get those people that were most senior get them off. I don't think it was a matter of they violated a affiliate rule. I think it was they wanted a change in the affiliate hierarchy, and then that's how that came about. That's that. Now that you talk about it, that's the recollection I had. But you know, I'll check further because I know it's, as you do, and I'll check further. And if there is something other than that, I'll report back at the next meeting.
Your version doesn't make those exciting. So.
Yeah. You gotta know, there's a lot going on right here in this county.
Okay, there's no other comments. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Oh, dear.